This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, guys, final four segments of the Paracast, where we had hoped to have a great conversation with James Carrion about the Office of Strategic Deception, and that kind of gets a thought in my mind. We'll go into that in a moment, but he had to beg off. He'll come back. We'll probably have him on in October. We'll give him one more chance to see what happens. So we're talking shop with Gogs MacKay and Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien. But you wonder, you can take this anyone, whether all the attention focused on things like Roswell were all being directed there. Let's look at this old case from 70 years ago or 69 years ago now and not think about what else might be happening. It's the magician's trick, misdirection. And that's why we are so focused on these age-old cases and we don't pay attention to more recent stuff where we could really get some new information.
I'll just say this one sentence. Anything, any case that more than one president happily mentions obviously really isn't worth looking at now because they wouldn't be drawing attention to it. So, you know, the fact that President Obama's made jokes about Roswell, you've got Hillary Clinton, maybe a president coming, Bill Clinton. Forget Roswell. What I was going to say was just when I couldn't remember Nick Pope, but that case that he goes on about with a diamond-shaped UFO in over Perthshire in Scotland, seen by a couple of hill walkers with a Harrier jump jet hovering face off with this thing, and photos were taken of which a copy of, or a photocopy that Nick Pope had himself, and that photocopy that was up on his wall mysteriously disappeared. Now, I find that quite intriguing. I don't often hear about solid diamond-shaped UFOs over, you know, the hills in Scotland with a jump jet, a vertical takeoff and landing jet facing off to it. And, you know, this happened not that long ago. That was in the 90s. Forget Roswell. I'm going to shut up and just say forget Roswell.
Well, Kevin Randall hopes you don't. He's got a new book out about Roswell. But the rest of us will forget the R word.
Yeah, here's another example of MUFON just not being able to see the forest for the trees. Former Johnson Space Center NASA employee John Schuessler, who we talked about briefly earlier, early fan of my work, was also the first director to take over after Walt Andrus retired and moved the operation to Denver. He has recently released a list of the top 100 list of UFO books, and he's put his 85 in there and then left 15 slots open for suggestions. Well, Kevin on his blog points out some pretty interesting things, that a lot of the books are from known hoaxing contactees like Adamski, Daniel Fry. One is by Carlos Allende, The Philadelphia Experiment, which, you know, is very, very questionable material. There's two listings of one book, which I'm not sure what it is. Paul Kimball caught that one. It just shows you how mired in fantasy an organization like MUFON apparently is. Not one book by Randall in there, or Stanton Friedman. God forbid he should add The Mysterious Valley in there, which I consider one of the top UFO books, not because I wrote it, but because it's filled with investigated, you know, case after case after case that was investigated on the ground, all coming from a single geographic region. I don't see anything from Stan Gordon in there, anything from Andruffel. It just gives you an indication of how calcified and how mired the past and these big UFO groups and the media and the propaganda the feet are sunk in concrete and they can't move. And it's really, really unfortunate that we don't have more John Greenwalds, more kids in their early 30s, late 20s that are coming up and really knuckling under and doing the hard, heavy lifting and doing the hard work. You know, I really see this field becoming increasingly irrelevant, increasingly filled with religious belief, and it will never be taken seriously by mainstream academia and science or the mainstream public for that matter. Just Tim Russert, the way he, you know, just ruined Dennis Kucinich's chance to be a viable candidate during the debates in 2008 when he asked him if he'd ever seen a UFO before. Just that kind of question can sink a politician. And we
Why
have
didn't sink Hillary?
Now.
Hillary hasn't been sunk by it. She
well, we're seeing a little
admits,
bit of change.
You know, sure.
We're seeing a little bit of change.
But it's not because of our UFO beliefs. It's because of other factors.
Yeah, well, that's true. But also the wonderful column that Billy Cox used to write for the Herald Tribune.
Yeah.
D. Void. He now cannot write it anymore. He's been moved to another job. So one of the few mainstream journalists at a mainstream newspaper who treated this subject with the amount of respect it's due is now off the beat, and he's not releasing any more of his D. Void blog posts anymore. So, you know, unless we really concentrate on moving the field forward, coming up with a viable methodology to move the field forward, as soon as all the people in my generation and Gene's generation pass on.
And in my case, it won't be very long.
Happy birthday to you.
You're a little bit late. I didn't realize till I had my birthday that one of our listeners who was a guest on a recent Listeners Roundtable, Sue, shares a birthday with me. I'm sure she's much, much younger. But September 9th has some significance somewhere in the ether. Or maybe I need some ether.
It was the 9th of September. That day I'll always remember.
I could put a line in there because I'm the 29th of September.
But you're in another astrological sign.
Libra.
Okay, so the birthday is shared with Adam Sandler. I feel embarrassed already. And most of these people I never heard of before. Is a basketball player named J.R. Smith. Never heard of him at all. I don't know anything about basketball. Hugh Grant, September 9th. Movie actress Michelle Williams. Doesn't look like many famous people. Unfortunately, September 9th. Oh, well.
Hey, I've got a great, you know how sometimes people's intuition about probability can often be very off? I read something, I might not have this exactly, but being that there could be 365 birthdays, how many people do you think would have to be maybe at a party or something with you? How many other people would there have to be in a room for there to be an even chance that one of them shares a birthday with you? What do you think, how many people that would need to be for there to be a 50-50 that one of those people shares a birthday with you? Have you any ideas? Any guesses?
Well, you know, I've found some more names, by the way. Colonel Sanders. All right. Of course, he's dead. September 9th. Colonel Sanders. So.
I always thought you were a little crispy chicken.
Leo Tolstoy. Rachel Hunter. All right. Alf Landon. I mean, people, you know, a lot of these people are dead. Cliff Robertson. Really great actor. But like I said, most of these people are dead, so it doesn't really make me feel very good. So if that's how it goes. We're talking about September 9th. No, we're not. We're just taking a brief break for something or other. with Gene and Chris and Gogs. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're finished with the birthdays. We're finished with synchronicity? No. Don't want to push that. Don't want to push that button. So, Chris O'Brien, do you think maybe we should take ufology, rip it apart, throw it away, and find something new?
Yeah, I do. And I think Greg Bishop discussed this on one of his appearances.
Sure.
you know, just tearing it down and starting from scratch.
Well, that goes to what I was suggesting before, where you give people the opportunity to look at all the evidence without any baggage, as if ufology never existed. Major Donald Kehoe did not say we need disclosure and have that repeated for the following 60 years. None of that happened. And maybe that would have happened if Kenneth Arnold's sighting had not gotten coverage. Imagine Kenneth Arnold had his attention diverted somewhere else when those things, whatever they were, those nine objects were up there. What if Kenneth Arnold's sighting hadn't been covered? What would have happened?
Well, good point. Hey, you know who was born on my birthday?
What day is
Steve
that?
Steve McQueen.
Okay.
Tommy Hilfiger. Woo. Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory. Peyton Manning. Let's see. Anybody else you might recognize? That's about it. Oh, famous people. Louis Anderson. There we go.
Well, I always remember being a bit younger where you maybe reading some kind of magazine or comic or something, and it may mention...
Well, Goggs was talking. I just mentioned Harry Houdini was born on my birthday.
That's cool. He's somebody worthwhile. All I was going to say is I've never really found out any other interesting people that shared my birthday. The ones that I did know about were, like, you know, terrible pop stars and from the UK or whatever. I don't know what it is about my birthday. If you're on the site, put in 29th September. See if there's anything interesting there, Gene or Chris or whoever was looking.
All right.
Chris has the noisy keyboard, you notice. Okay, September 29th. Rhea Garson, famous actress. Jerry Lee Lewis. Oh, yeah. All right.
Rick Balls of Fire.
The Killer.
Andrew Dice Clay.
You're kidding.
Do you know him? Who's that?
He's a comedian here in the United States. Claypool, the bass player from Primus.
Okay.
Gene Autry.
Yeah, the cowboy guy.
Gene Autry was one of the richest people in show business. Yeah, but he also made a huge amount of money. I think he owned the California Angels, right? Trevor Howard, fairly well-known actor.
Here's a fellow Scott, Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Is he Scottish?
Ah, you ready for this?
I thought he was English.
Stanley Kramer, September 29th.
Who's that?
Stanley Kramer?
I don't
Miguel
know.
De Cervantes.
He doesn't know who Stanley Kramer is. Just a minute, I'm going to leave.
Enlighten me.
Oh, come on now. Film director.
Stanley Kramer, no?
American
Stanley Kubrick, I know, but not Kramer.
Yeah, he was also a film director.
Okay. What did he make?
Silvio Berlusconi.
Oh, okay, Italian president, PM, criminal. he's quite interesting. I just love how in, like, Italy and France, it is absolutely no big deal for politicians, leaders of countries to have mistresses or, you know, sleep with prostitutes and stuff. It's just, they don't really see that as a big deal as long as they do their job okay. But certainly in the UK, no. You don't want to be PM and or a minister and get caught having an affair. You know, that always calls for a resignation.
All right, Stanley Kramer, let me just throw this at you, okay? Because you really should know this, okay? Films he did. The Wild One. High Noon. Okay? Death of a Salesman. The Defiant Ones. On the Beach. Inherit the Wind. Judgment at Nuremberg. It's a mad, 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 mad world. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Yeah, I mean, I know many of those films, but I mean, they're when did he die? Or is he dead? I presume he is.
Yeah, well, he did the films back in the 1950s. He died, I am taking a look here, in 2001.
All right, it's not too long ago. Yeah, I mean, no, it's not a name that springs to mind, but I suppose there are many movies I'm aware of, and I would, you know, it seems to be a bit like with, I don't know, pop stars or something. Some movie directors just become more famous than others. It's always the kind of work that speaks more than a kind of cult of personality about them themselves. No, that's funny. And I'm sure his name has entered my head sometime in the past, but it's not one that jumps out at me. I mean, that's movies from the 50s. It's kind of, I mean, I don't mind watching old movies. There are loads of movies made since the start of movie making that are great and worthwhile watching, but I wouldn't tend to know directors from back then, I suppose, apart from a few.
My brother was born March 13th, and he died like in the early 90s, and I can't think of anyone, I'm looking at the names, born on that date who was really famous. I mean, there are people there. Oh, Adam Clayton from U2.
Okay.
And I'm looking at other names, and I don't recognize them. They're figures of history, but I don't recognize any of them. In fact, so many of them have no photo. They're so insignificant, there's no photo, there's no drawing. So my late brother, Wally Steinberg, was born on a day where it wasn't that significant. No, what's going to happen now is every single listener to the PowerCast, born on March 13th, or has a family member or close friend, they were right. And they will yell, scream at us.
Well, if we're talking about birthdays, and you mentioned briefly star signs there earlier, I do not believe in horoscopes at all. But it is, I do think the whole idea of the zodiac and the division of 12, you know, us having 12 months, there are, if you really look into it, there is quite a lot of occult stuff to do with this division of 12. And I don't think your average, ragmag person who does horoscopes, yeah, I just think they just regenerate and regurgitate things that, you know, are vague enough for anyone to fit to their day or their month.
I agree, but the only 12 we have is 12 segments of every episode of the PowerCast. This is number 10, coming up number 11 with Gogs, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So I wonder why we have 12 segments on the Paracast every week.
There you go, exactly. What I was just going to say was that whilst I don't believe in horoscopes, I wonder maybe do the position of the planets, maybe something to do with the lining up of gravitational forces. Could it have any effect on how we turn out in life with the old nature versus nurture thing? So forget horoscopes, but could the time and the year you were born, you know, because in some cultures they will do whole, not just like monthly horoscopes, but maybe some of the Buddhists or whatever, when you tell them when and where you were born and what year, they will kind of write these whole huge things about your life and maybe what you may have been in a former life, and who knows if there's anything to it. But that kind of stuff I find kind of interesting, and the whole idea of 12, but I don't know enough about it to kind of speak eloquently or really come out with some great ideas, but there's something there for sure.
I like the Chinese horoscopes with the different animals.
Yeah.
I was born in the year of the rooster.
I don't know what the year of my... I think I did see one time, and I don't know if it was monkey or oxen or something.
Wait a minute. You were born in the year of the rooster, right, Chris?
Yep.
It's a 12-year cycle. So was I.
Oh. No wonder.
I don't know what that to say about that. That must be a curse or something that happened.
Yeah. So you're 12 years older than me.
That's right.
What year were you born, Gogs?
I was born in 1973, which I know was a great paranormal year for UFO flaps and what have you. I believe it was, and it was also a year where Gong put out a great album.
It's the Ox. It's the Ox.
There you go. That was one of the ones I said, yeah. So what else?
That was the year Dark Side of the Moon came out.
Exactly, yeah. Good one, yeah. I've always said I wished, you know, I would quite happily have been born 10 years earlier. I was never actually that bothered that I didn't experience the 60s. But the 70s, I think, even though I was obviously alive then, I just think the 70s were a great decade. And I think that's because I really like a lot of the music from then. And it was just kind of, the 70s was really kind of like the last decade of mostly analog and before computers were everywhere and in schools and kind of stuff. And I don't know, I'm just quite nostalgic about the 70s, and I think it had a lot to offer. I like TV shows from the 70s, you know, I like Hill Street Blues, I like lots of American shows, British shows, movies from them, The Exorcist, whatever. I just think the 70s were a great decade. Now, I'm not arguing for a second that it was a more amazing, changing, whatever, decade compared to the 60s, but just personally, because of when I was born and the music I was into, it was a decade I wish I could have experienced just a little bit older.
Let me ask you a very silly question here, because it just occurred to me as we talk about our best years. Because I thought, gee, if I had to go back through time, and I could relive a year or just go back there and maybe change a few things, what year would I go back to? And I would think probably 1974 or 1975. Because a lot of things, which I won't mention here, happened to me. Chris, if you had a chance to go back, relive a year, just go back and maybe try to make a few changes, what year would you go back to?
1993, I wouldn't have gotten involved in all this ufological stuff.
Ha, ha, ha. Gogs.
A year to go back to. I've often said to my kind of friends and circle of people that as much as some things in adulthood are great and a lot of people look back with rose-tinted glasses to their childhoods and stuff, I liked the age of around, say, 12, 13 or so, because you were starting to know a lot more than just being an innocent child, but you weren't yet old enough really to have any responsibilities or anything too much to worry about, and you just never had to plan for anything. At that time, still, your parents kind of took care of a lot of things, but you could just go out and have fun. I mean, at that age, I worry about kids these days because they're all looking at a smartphone or they're inside playing online games and getting a bit overweight, or maybe not all getting as much exercise as maybe we did. But back at that age, we were making death slides and rope swings, you know, over rivers and just, you know, going out. And I drove past a school, and I know it's different setup in America when it comes to, like, say, driving. You know, you can't really live in LA easily without driving. But when I was at primary school, nobody got driven to school, to and from school. But I sometimes drive past primary schools now, and the whole street is chock-a-block with mums or dads or whatever sitting there waiting to pick up their kids. And I kind of wonder, they're probably not that far away. And people are so scared now to kind of let, well, 8-year-olds or even a group of them walk to school and back. And the world is not more dangerous now, I don't think. And, you know, there was campaigns in the 80s and 90s here about, you know, stranger danger and stuff like that. Really, the danger to kids is far more likely to come from a family member or somebody that they know, not some dodgy man hanging outside the school gates. And, you know, I don't really remember any bad things happening to any of my contemporaries, and we used to walk a mile to school and a mile back, any weather, any level of darkness due to winter or whatever. And now it just seems that people are so kind of, they're cotton wool wrapped around them. It may be the influence, the media that kind of, I mean, I understand, I'm not a parent, but I can understand parents just worrying about their kids and obviously wanting to keep them safe and wanting to do the best for them. But I just wonder if some kids these days, they're a bit smothered and just not allowed to run free as much. And I'm just glad, going back to the 70s, I'm glad I was born a decade when we did kind of run free. And I would not want to be born today. So I think some of the things that we got up to when I was in secondary school, high school, and it would be really worrying to me now to, I think, think back all those years, and to think that almost anyone that could have been around could be filming what you were doing or recording it on the internet and it would be there forever. I think that's a horrible thing for today's youth when they're going through the period of making mistakes and stuff. It's great that nobody's got a time machine to go back and see what I may have did wrong or what naughty things we may have got up to or whatever. And I really feel for today's kids where you've got to be on social media, and they're far more. Just around me in Aberdeen, the gym membership has rocketed in young men, and they're all going to tanning salons, and they're all really worried about their bodies, they don't look buff enough, and nobody thought like that really back in the 70s, and that's why I keep going back to it. I think it was a decade when, I'm not saying it was anything about any kind of lost innocence, but it seemed to be just the last decade before the nanny state really started to creep in, and things like health and safety at work, when it gets a bit ridiculous, the kettles that say caution may contain hot water, there's just no need for those things.
Oh, I like that. Caution may contain hot water. Caution may be abrasive. Caution, we're going to break. With Gogs MacKay, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, you're in.
The nanny state, no, sorry, the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Very interesting here. When I was 6 or 7 years old, my mom never objected to me walking to school, and she was a pretty protective kind of person. But we never thought of it then. You know, that was it. It wasn't on the agenda. It's become a dangerous place, even as crime has gone down. I mean, people talk about high crime rates, but actually, except for some increases this year in the U.S., crime is down over what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago, way down. But we all feel less safe. And part of that is just the culture, that everything is being watched. There is no freedom. Big Brother is there. We laughed about Big Brother in 1984, but Big Brother's there right now. In fact, if you're a politician, forget about it. You can't as much as sneeze before they'll analyze every sneeze, every breath, every mistake, every error in your tone. If you say one thing wrong, one sentence, one word, they will analyze you to death for the next 6 weeks. I mean, that's something we've lost. We have no privacy. We have no freedom.
Yeah, if you're a celebrity or a politician, you might as well go about your life as if you are constantly being filmed and people are taking a note of everything you say and what you do. And to try and kind of be on your guard like all the time must be just so exhausting. And it's not a good thing. It's part of modern society that I don't particularly like. I'm not too worried about surveillance because I'm not getting up to anything that I'm worried about being seen. But just the fact that you know, things are not so easily forgotten or left in the past now, because there are so many ways. Not, I don't just mean images, but there are so many ways that information and what have you is recorded almost like, you know, forever now. You know, if the three of us were 10, 12, 15 years old now, what goes through the minds of a 10, 12-year-old, 15-year-old, and what they might say off the cuff and write on the internet? There's no way that 90% of that stuff you would want somebody reading 20 years later, but it's going to be there. And it really worries me hearing that when people go for job interviews that, you know, companies are looking at people's Facebook pages and seeing what they say and stuff like that. I don't think employers, prospective employers, should be doing that.
unless they're literally given a solid reason to have concern about a candidate or something. But can you imagine being going for your first job interview after come out of college or whatever, 20, 21 years old, everything's going great at your first interview, and then they say, so why did you write this about the war in Syria back in 2015 or whatever? You don't even remember posting that, or somebody was doing some drunk texting or posting, and it's there, and somebody can dig it up. So it's worrying.
You know what? That reminds me, just very recently, I moved, as a lot of our listeners know, and I had almost landed a very nice house, inexpensive, everything, beautiful neighborhood. And then the prospective landlord looked online and saw somebody criticize me for something. And unfortunately, when you're in the public eye, when you host a radio show or whatever, some people like you, some people hate you, some people don't care. Well, somebody who hated me said something that was obviously untrue and ridiculous, but she saw it and said, you know what? What is this all about? And starts giving me the third degree.
Perfect example, Gene. Perfect example.
Exactly.
There you go.
This is preposterous.
That's why I stopped using Facebook several years ago. I did like it for a while, and I started to even admit to myself, I was, hey, I'm checking my feed in the morning before I go to work, and I thought, am I kind of getting, in a way, addicted to this? And then when you started to hear in the news that it was filtering through that, you know, people's pasts were being turned up and things they'd maybe forgotten about or they wish they hadn't said, and we all have, but they can be used against you in perpetuity now. And I'm so glad that I got through the difficult transition of adolescence without any of that. And I really do feel for kids in the Western world now, and for a lot of world. I think they've got a tough time, and it's very worrying, especially I really feel for guys as well, but for young girls, they've just got such unrealistic expectations and self-body image. They just can't convince themselves about how even models are totally photoshopped and changed shape of it and whatever. And, you know, a model is not the average person. It's a horrible start in life to kind of hate yourself because you don't look like such and such a person on the cover of a magazine. And there's always been models and stuff like that, but it's never been so in your face all the time. I just think kids have got a tough time, young adults have got a tough time just now. I hope the culture kind of starts to move away from this social media saturation and Tinder and, you know, just Instagram and just all this. And another thing that kind of annoys me about it all is in the Facebook days, I read a post from a guy I worked with, and it said, sitting here in the waiting room at the dentist, and I thought, prior to Facebook, would you have gone out to a call box, a telephone box, and rang up all your friends to say, yeah, hey, I'm sitting in the dentist's waiting room? It's like people are telling each other the most inane rubbish, taking photos of the dinner they're having at lunch and say, oh, look what I'm eating. And
you see, that's how they get very rich. Mark Zuckerberg and other people have enabled people to take the most unimportant things in their lives, give them self-importance. Oh, look, I'm on Facebook. I have followers. People are following me. I will follow them. Sounds like an old song. I will follow. Forget it. People are following me. Isn't it just wonderful? I am now important. I can do a selfie. They modifying current mobile devices to take good pictures, selfies, like the latest iPhone from Apple has a higher resolution camera in the front for a selfie or for voice or video chatting. We're so into ourselves that we don't see what's going on around us. And then, of course, what that also means is that we're very polarized. We're all in these tiny little clubs, and we exist in these clubs. And we have media serving that club because they make money from it. We have this self-reinforcing bubble system. And I don't think anybody, unless they pay a lot of attention, unless they're really careful, can escape it. And that's also a way for people to control you, by the way, because they know you exist in a bubble. They take advantage of what you are, what you expect, what you fear. And they can do all sorts of nasty things to you.
That is a problem with social media. If you start winnowing out points of view that don't agree with yours, then what you end up doing is creating an echo chamber, and you get a very distorted view of your reality. That's why it's important always to be open to dissenting opinions and people who might look at subjects and agendas and stuff differently than you. It's always important to get a well-rounded context when you're going through your everyday life. And social media doesn't promote that. It promotes the opposite.
It's just self-congratulation. That's how they make their money, with the targeted ads. And you are the product. Remember, on Facebook, you're not paying for it. How does Facebook make billions of dollars a year? They're selling you. How does Google make billions of dollars a year? They are selling you. You are the product. Off my soapbox. You can find the Paracast on Twitter. Speaking of social media, go look for the Paracast. We are on Facebook. We're so dedicated to the task that we have a Facebook group and community called the Paracast. All right? Just think about that. I have another radio show called the Tech Night Owl Live, where we'll be talking, of course, about the launch of the iPhone 7 and other issues with a lack of a headphone jack. Does anyone even care about such things anymore? And we also have another thing that's just so important, we can't stop telling you about it. It's called the Paracast Plus, where we offer you a commercial-free version of this radio show. We offer you the After the Paracast podcast. We offer you special classic episodes commercial-free. We offer you show transcripts, more videos coming, excerpts from the book, and my dog sings Chopin from Chris O'Brien and Ray Stanford. I mean, we offer you all sorts of goodies for a low, cheap subscription rate, monthly, annual, 5 years, or lifetime. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. With Gene, Chris, and Goggs, you're in
the Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.